Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Hello, world. We're back from Canada. Didn't get detained at the border or anything. They actually let us out and let us back into the United States. Welcome to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger. And we had an awesome weekend over at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals with our two live shows from the Best Western in Brantford, Ontario. We're going to touch on that. This show is going to be kind of a look back, mainly wrapping up what we did in Canada. We'll have interviews with Glenn Stires, Steve Poirier, and your winner, Shane Stewart. All other guests tonight will appear via the Rocket Headers hotline. We are expecting a couple of other guests, possibly. Everyone real busy after the Canadian Nationals weekend. Have a couple feelers out. We'll see what happens. If you want to interact with the show, there are several different ways to do so. You can Twitter us at TJ Slideways. That's where we had all our Canadian Nationals updates at on our Twitter account. You can also reply to us at TJ Slideways with any questions you might have in general about the open wheel racing world or for any of our guests tonight. You can also use our Facebook fan page for TJSlideways.com. Just post up on the wall there, and we'll see what you have to say. Also, the email, the radio inbox, radio at TJSlideways.com is operational tonight. So, last week at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, a great 2 days of racing. I have no idea how we dodged Mother Nature on Saturday. When we woke up from the hotel on Saturday morning, there was rain everywhere, and we've had a lot of bad luck with weather over at the Ashwegan Speedway, but I don't know what they did right over there. Someone's living good over there now, and we dodged the weather. Huge thank yous to Glenn Stires, Ken and Cheryl Pelkey, all the race teams we talked with over the weekend, and also our minister of Canadian culture, Tommy Googe, for helping us do the shows over the weekend, and Mudclaw Bob for co-hosting those shows from the Best Western. And all the race teams took time out to do interviews with us and talk to us and listen to what we had to say too, and told us that they enjoyed the shows. So it was a great time over there, but a lot more happened in the open wheel world, a lot of things coming up, so let's get right to it with what's hot in the racing world.
The latest dirt.
The latest dirt. Of course, at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, Shane Stewart and Steve Poirier raged a battle of epic proportions during the feature, swapping the lead back and forth through a gaggle of lap traffic before Stewart pulled away late in the race to win his second consecutive Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, the win worth $10,000. And that's always been the goal of that race. Ken Pelkey, since he built it up, he said, always say you want to pay $10,000 to win, him and Glenn both. And a lot of people were pushing right off the bat to make it happen, but they wanted to make the event grow gradually, and this was the year. And Shane Stewart walks away with a second win in a row and the first five-digit check for winning the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Chuck Ewing actually snuck by Poirier in the last lap to take away the second spot. Poirier holding on to third. The only reason we didn't get an interview with Chuck Ewing, he was knee-deep in his motor, helping get it ready for post-race technical inspection. Didn't want to bother him, and Chuck's a good friend of the show. We'll see him on later in the year, so no big deal there. World of Outlaws point race still waging on the way to Eldora Speedway and Lernerville Speedways this weekend, and Jason Myers currently with an 8-point advantage over the rest of the field, but it's still anyone's race over there at the World of Outlaws. And here's a side note. Tim Schaefer's still really good. He won both nights over at the Fremont Speedway, including Saturday's Jim Ford Classic, $10,000 to win. The show, though, Brandon Martin, amazing run from 24th to 2nd after dumping it and qualifying. Some pretty spectacular photos floating around the web of that one. And strapped on the duct tape wing and went out and ran 24th to 2nd. Very impressive. And Schaefer wasn't the only one cleaning house. John Stambro went and beat up on the MSCS Sprint Car Series again at Bloomington and Tri-State Speedways. And Stambro also announced this week that him and the Fox brothers are going to head west. So all our West Coast listeners, you're going to get to see one of the most potent combinations in non-wing sprint car racing coming your way. He's going to the Paris Oval Nationals. And silly season in full swing. We've already heard a ton of rumors about what might happen. Nothing we can talk about on the show quite yet except for this one. Very important if you're planning on attending Sunday's event at Waynesfield Motorsports Park. It, along with the rest of the season, is done. Last weekend, the final event over there for the 2010 season, and Dean Miracle informing competitors he would not return for the 2011 season, and we don't have any word on who might take over there. There is a ton of potential at Waynesfield Motorsports Park. It's in a racing hotbed. It's got a good fuel the cars, you just got to get some people to show up somehow. The racetrack kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but hopefully someone can find a way to get some people here. And the best news of Canadian Nationals weekend was probably talking to Wayne Johnson. Ran into Wayne Johnson during Saturday's driver's meeting, had a little time to visit with him and his wife Erin, and Erin was kind of joking with me that Wayne was going to drive the two-seater. I didn't really take her seriously until he strapped in on Saturday night and gave her a ride. Her, not only her, but several other people. In fact, the two-seaters at Oshwegan are like the walking wounded. Jamie Collard was driving the other one with a fractured vertebrae. So these guys staying sharp driving the two-seater, but pretty amazing considering the severity of Wayne Johnson's foot injury earlier in the year that he was able to drive the two-seater and now plans on driving them for the Miles Hill team at the World of Outlaw World Finals and the ASCS races in Las Vegas. Huge news for that bunch. I can't believe he's going to come back that soon, but he had a shoe on. He looked really good. He was in good spirits, and Wayne told me on Saturday that this trainer's going to start whipping him into cardio pretty soon. He's probably going to end up in the best shape of his life after this by the time it's done, but it was good to see Wayne and Erin enjoying themselves in Canada, and they made it safely back to Knoxville and had a good time all weekend with everybody. So it was a pretty awesome deal, and that wraps up our latest dirt.
The latest dirt.
And also our first segment of the show. When we come back, we're going to have interviews with Glenn Stires. He's going to review not only his performance of the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, but also throw on the promoter hat and see what he thought. We're also going to have a few words with your winner, Shane Stewart. We had a great interview with him. And by popular request, the most email we got all week was everyone wanted to hear Steve Poirier talk. So we got him again, Steve Poirier, third place in the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. So that's what we have coming up. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 Sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back. Come out of break here. Wrapping up our coverage of the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Also, a couple other surprise guests possibly joining us depending on availability. So we'll have to stay tuned. Something from the Facebook wall I didn't see earlier. Lawrenceburg Speedway wants to let everyone know. Discount tickets now available for the Hoosier Fall Classic coming up on Saturday, October the 9th. If you were interested in details, there's a link on our Facebook page of how to get them. Now, at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, of course, we wanted to talk to the promoter, owner, proprietor of the Oshweken Speedway, Glenn Stires, not only about his performance as of the event, but also his performance on the racetrack. So here's what Glenn had to say about the Canadian Nationals weekend.
Well, let's put the promoter hat on first. Canadian Nationals have come to an end this year, and I'd say it was an absolute success.
You know what? I didn't really hang out and watch a lot of the races. I didn't want to get all caught up in the this guy's fast and this guy does that. I wanted to just go in there and just run the best I could. So it was great. It was amazing.
And, of course, now we've heard you talking about that heat race you had with Justin Barger. That was extremely fun to watch. I can only imagine what it was like from your point of view.
Well, you know what? It seemed like slow motion to me, and we were inches apart from each other lap after lap. And, you know, I replay it now. I wish I would have stole his line because he stole my line, and I wasn't able to steal his line back because his car was just a little bit quicker. So it was really a lot of fun and great kid to race.
And, of course, in the AMA, he made a nice little run at the end and got a pretty decent finish.
Yeah, I was glad to finish in the top 10. We kind of went off the end of the track first lap, so that put us behind the 8-ball. And all they did was had to be patient because there were so many cars, you know, by midway they were all loose and I was able to start gaining some ground.
And, you know, now that's by, you know, what would it mean to you now? You've had a solid finish to win your own Nationals.
You know, if I have a chance to win it, I will do it. So I'm going to give it 100%. Like, I don't like to finish less than first, so I'm going to continue and fight for a win. I mean, it'd be awesome.
All right, that is promoter and driver Glenn Stires.
I can't say enough how well Glenn drove all weekend. It's probably... I've seen Glenn win a couple of races, and I think over the past weekend, it's probably the strongest performance I've seen out of Glenn Stires. It was really impressive. on Friday night getting the feature win, and he was stoked, to say the least. If you heard the interview during the live show, you know all about that. We had the Victory Lane interview, which is about ready to produce a couple of drops for us with the woos and everything else that he did in Victory Lane. But Stiers, you know, sometimes he gets overlooked. The guy has some driving skills, and he definitely put on a show last weekend, and he has more laps around that place than anybody. I think Stiers winning the Nationals is a definite possibility than the past year. He's improved so much over the past year. You know, he's pretty much into contender status at this point. I didn't have him in any of my list as a favorite to win or a contender or anything, but after this weekend, I'd say that's going to change for next season. So, but Glenn, as good as he is a race car driver, he knows how to pick good people, too. And Ken Cheryl Pelkey organizing the event, you know, from the grandstand side, the pit side, everything else was just a great event to be a part of. And if you have a chance, it's still what I call the best kept secret in sprint car racing, but slowly but surely it's becoming a little less of a secret, and people are starting to find out about it. So, and that's Glenn Stiers. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have interviews with Steve Poirier and then the Canadian Nationals champion Shane Stewart, and then whatever else we can dig up along the way. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartz.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
We had to use it one more time. Welcome back to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. So last chance to use the Hockey Night in Canada theme for the year. Kind of long. Some call it the Canadian National Anthem. We call it trademark infringement, but what the heck. We like it, so... Anyhow, back to our Canadian Nationals review. The emailers, the tweeters, the people that talk to us. Basically, man, in the United States, everyone in Canada is pretty used to this. Wanted to hear Steve Poirier. And I don't think it's just because of the cool accent. The guy actually is a really good interview. Very thoughtful in everything he has to say. You're not going to get canned answers out of this guy. Very good interview, and even after a very disappointing, you know, third-place run, I'm sure he was not happy about, but in a way he was. I mean, He ran so well, and he ran with Shane Stewart basically the entire race and lost out to one of his nemesis for second place right at the very end. But he gave Shane Stewart everything he wanted, and you'll hear Shane talk about in the next interview about what he thought about Poirier's skills, which are impeccable. And become two-time champion of this race for nothing. And here's what Poirier had to say after the race.
All right, Steve Poirier, one heck of a battle with Shane Stewart. Just came up a little bit short. Talk about running him down in traffic. How did you go about doing it?
Yeah, I was really confident that I could get him because for the first portion of the race, I think my car was a little bit better. And when you're second, sometimes you see the lane moves, and he was racing third one on the inside, and I thought I could have a run. It was going away a little bit. I thought I could have a run on the outside, and I could surprise him, and after that, maybe cruise a little bit in front, but that was not what happened. I had enough power to get in front of him, but after that, he battled me really hard. It was really hard racing.
And how much fun is it racing with someone like that that's a professional and you know you can race that hard well?
That's a really good point that I like. We don't do that for a living, so it's our hobby. And to be able to race, again, probably the best 360 guy right now because he's leading the national point, and be competitive, it's really something that shows that our organization, ESS, is really a strong one in Northeast, and I'm really proud of that.
And, the traffic sometimes was just insane. I mean, did you have any hairy moments in the traffic?
Yeah, a couple of times I saw a car go out of the track on the outside, but I learned in sprint car that you have to concentrate on your thing and keep going the fastest you could, because if you lift just a little bit, you're done. So that was close sometimes, but I was closer with Shane racing. He raced me really close. On lap car, was pretty lucky. I had a good run on them.
And Chuck kind of snuck up on you at the end.
Yes, Chuck. I heard Chuck for probably 5-6 laps beside me before he got me, so I knew he was faster at the end. The car was pushing a little bit at the beginning, and I thought I would be better at the end, but it got worse. And at the end, I was kind of playing only to saving my place because I was going slower a little bit, or I was waiting for error in front, but these guys don't do too much mistake.
I'm sure you got some people to thank, too.
Yeah, to thank my crew, Kevin Lois, that is new to our team and helping us a little bit. And sponsor, I have good sponsors, so I have good equipment, and that made us having fun on the weekend.
All right. Third place finisher, Steve Poirier.
Awesome. I mean, the guy just said it all right there. It's neat to hear someone that's not a full-time racer, have that kind of reaction to that. He's just a regular working guy, goes out and has, a really good program put together and runs second to one of the best sprint car drivers in the world. And he's disappointed, but yeah, you can tell he's pretty upbeat. He was smiling and very good spirits after the race. And if you hear in the background, you hear Wayne Johnson cutting laps in that two-seater. After the races, they were going at least a good hour or more after the races with the Oswegan Speedway two-seaters. So that was Steve Poirier, second place in the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. And a little bit of news out of Oswegan Speedway, nothing major, but the same program basically as last year. Corpac Sprint Cars, Canadian Sprint Car Nationals are coming back for 2011. And the dates, September 15th, 16th, and 17th, you're going to want to put in for your vacation. If you haven't yet, you got to go to the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. And their season opener over there, May the 20th. Even get over there for a regular show. Incredible racetrack that doesn't hurt tires. The mud, the clay is freakishly good, and the racing is awesome. So you want to make sure whether it's ESS Patriot, Nationals, the World of Outlaws, even the Outlaw 8 Miles when they're there, whatever you go see, got to go over to Glenn Steyer's place and say hi to Ken and Cheryl and make sure to go out to the Oswegan Speedway. And I heard some possible changes over there, too, for the better facility-wise, too, possibly, in the works. We'll have to see how that goes as the winter moves on. So we've heard already from Poirier, and we've heard from Glenn Stires, and after this break, we're going to hear from the 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals champion, Shane Stewart. We're going to take a quick break, be back. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular and RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
We're back. Break here in the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com, and we've saved the best for last. Your two-time Canadian Sprint Car Nationals champion, Shane Stewart. He's done so much this year. He's ended up on the podium of the Knoxville Nationals. He's leading the American Sprint Car Series National Tour points. He's heading to Australia again this winter. Fans at the Classic and everyone else will be able to see him down under, but making a stop in Canada and winning once again in the JG Motorsports car. Had some interesting thoughts about being on a second, you know, having them put a car together for him just for that race, be a teammate to Darren Long, some very complimentary things to Darren Long, his teammate, who crashed during heat race competition, and it was a pretty interesting interview by Shane. That's what he had to say after winning the 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals.
Shane Stewart, your second Canadian Nationals win, but man, did you ever have to work for that one?
Yeah, you know, races like that, sometimes it's just not good to be leading, because I had no idea where to go at times, and the lap cars were just a huge nemesis, and you know, we were in lap cars in probably four or five laps after every restart, and I needed long runs, and I didn't really get one until the end, so that kind of helped us. And it was similar last year, too. This car really likes to get going. It doesn't like to stop and go, and tires were crucial. Fuel was starting to get on my mind, too. This thing's got a small tank on it, and you know, all the cautions that we had, and crazy race for sure. Me and Steve had a great race, and there was a couple times that I thought we were going to bump or crash, but you know, we tried to race each other as clean as we could, and I hope we put it on a good race for the fans, and you know, and just the car was pretty good. You know, we worked on it from the minute we got here yesterday, and they kept working on it, and they never gave up, and that was a good thing, because last night was not as good as we wanted to be, but you know, we came here with some different setup to the car than what we had last night, and it paid off.
and we were talking about the lap traffic, it just wasn't traffic. There were cars two, three, four wide in front of you.
Well, the first group I'd come to, every time they were like that, three or four wide, so I had no idea where to go, and I could hear Steve, and you know, like I said, it just, as a leader, sometimes you pick the wrong line, and it just worked out good for us. It really did, and the long run at the end helped us. We didn't need any more cautions, and I told Joe and Tim, I'm not so sure that I didn't steal my rubber tire racing with Steve, because we raced pretty hard for, you know, two or three laps, and yeah, it was a good race, and you know, it's an honor to win big races like this, and everybody here, including yourself, they do a great job promoting sprint car racing up here, and you know, to be a part of it is pretty cool.
And now, doing this as a professional, is it still fun to have a race like that with somebody like Steve, where you're swapping back and forth, and you can trust that person to race out?
For sure, you know, for sure, you know, anytime you can have a race, it doesn't matter who it's with, it's good. You know, we were close, trust me, there was a couple times, there was one time we came off of two, and I didn't even know how he was even sticking up there, because I thought I was up top, and he was on the outside of me, and you know, it was just one of them tracks that you could do that. You could slide each other and put on a good show for the fans and, you know, not having to worry about hitting ruts and, you know, banging into each other or whatnot. But, yeah, it was a good race. And you know, to win it's special. But, you know, to have a good race and to win it that way is even more special.
And, you know, not only that, but you kind of add up your season. With all the things that have happened, not with Knoxville, Dirt Cup, all that stuff, where does this season, even though it's not over yet, where does it rank?
Well, I mean, if you look at, at what we accomplished at Knoxville, I mean, that was big. That was big for Paul and I, and you know, you take away everything that we did before the Knoxville Nationals, and to say, hey, look, I'll give you a podium finish and not have all the other wins, we're pumped. You know, I mean, that's, especially being 50 laps, you know, it was a crazy race, and a lot of crazy things happened. You know, I mean, very seldom do you have three good cars fall out of a race like it happened, but, you know, we were there at the end. I actually had a good enough car to win the darn thing, and that's special to me. And but, you know, there's a lot of big races left to go. I'm 90 points out of the lead on our series with the ASCS. I got to get going there. I really want to win the championship again for Paul and for Rockstar. And but who knows? You know, I mean, there's some big races coming up. I've struggled at Little Rock. I've been close to winning that race. I'd really, really like to win that race. And, you know, to come out here and to win the Canadian Nationals again, it looks good on the resume for sure.
All right, Shane Stewart. Of course, you still have some people to thank, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, Skirty Engines. You know, you can't do it without Tim and Cindy and Joe. You know, the thing is Darren's their regular driver. You know, they didn't have to put together two cars, and they did. And Darren was just unfortunate, had some bad luck in his heat, and he was going to be a contender. He was fast all weekend, and they've actually gotten him going a lot stronger the last month. So hopefully he can get a win. You know, they deserve a win. He deserves a win. And but, you know, all-star performance, of course, XYZ Machining, and Gertie Engines. Everybody does their part on the three cars, and tonight's show.
All right, Shane Stewart, second Canadian Nationals win.
Okay, 90 points out of the lead. I forgot that part, but he's darn close to it. And you listen to that interview and the reverence he talks about, not only the Nationals, but his performance in the Knoxville Nationals as well. It's been a month after that event, and he's still, I think he's still trying to pinch himself a little bit on how things have come together for him this year, and he's having one way all the season. And it's a heck of a nice guy. I've known Shane for about a decade now, and to see him mature and just grow as a driver and be raising the level he is at now is impressive. After seeing the kid I saw show up at the Knoxville Nationals, going, who's this kid from Oklahoma? Well, it was Shane Stewart, and he's turned out to be a heck of a little race car driver. And your second Canadian Nationals win in a row for Shane, and it'd be interesting to see if he comes back for the hat trick. It was kind of a thought that you might not see that team back there again in Canada next year, but I think it'd be awful hard not to come back and defend that title a third time. I think they'll probably see them keep coming back until they lose it. So that was Shane Stewart on his thoughts of winning the Nationals. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a look at what's coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about
Four Crown Nationals, and then also the sprints on dirt. They're going to have their championship decided at the I-96 Speedway in Lake Odessa, Michigan also. In my backyard, the ISMA Super Modified is coming to town on Saturday night, along with the Must See Racing Series, one of our fine sponsors here on TJSlideways.com, the Must See Racing Series, MustSeeRacing.com. Events seen all over cable television, and also the USAC Regional Midget Series, a big event over at the Berlin Raceway. Plenty to talk about, so we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular and RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular.
Welcome
here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Not twice. Grr. That's what you get for being producer and host of the show at the same time. Looking ahead this weekend, plenty of big races on the docket. I mean, there's a lot going on, to say the least, right now. Over at Eldora Speedway, of course, the Four Crown Nationals, USAC Midget Sprints and Silver Crown Cars, also the World of Outlaws on the program. And just a note from Jonathan Bateman over at the Eldora Speedway, this quarter midget deal is going to be huge. That's all I got to say. It's probably one of the few times you'll hear me talk about quarter midgets other than our Future Star show, but they built a kart and quarter midget track at Eldora. I think they've built Mecca. There's already quarter midgets in line at the Eldora Speedway for the Four Crown Nationals. That's not a typo. There are already people in line. Yeah, you know, they've actually already got a couple out in the parking lot, Jonathan says. A dirt track, quarter midget racing, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over there as part of the Four Crown deal. The USAC sprint cars are going to be on Saturday only. Extra added traction, you're going to get midget and silver crown qualifying with the World of Outlaws on Fridays. And I know the non-winged people are grumbling. I got to go see a winged race to go see the silver crown cars and the midgets. Well, you know what? It's going to make for a better Saturday. You're not going to have to get there at 3 o'clock. They're not going to have to redo the racetrack. It's going to be worth it, even if you have to sit through a quote-unquote winged sprint car race. Now, I'm a sprint car fan of non-discerning taste. Blacktop, dirt wing, non-wing, I care less. I'd pay to watch the sprint car stand still. But just give it a chance. You know, don't go into it cynical. That's my best advice for you this weekend. Don't go into the four comps cynical. Go into it with an open mind. Friday, I know there's been a lot of changes to the event. Take it in Friday night. Go take in the World of Outlaws. You might surprise yourself. So the World of Outlaws with the tightest point race in recent memory going in there, and it'll be interesting to see how that's all going to shake down. Eldora's a good Saldana track. It's also a good Kinzer track. Could be a good place for Steve Kinzer to make up some points. He's only 45 points behind Saldana at this point going into the weekend. There's only 4 weeks left in the World of Outlaws schedule. That seems kind of crazy. That's when you know the racing season's winding down, so there's only 4 weeks left in the racing season. And a couple other notes on the four-count. Once again, the Larry Rice High Performance Award, $750 for the USAC driver who passes the most cars in each feature event. That's quite a nice little chunk of change for somebody that's got to work awful hard during those Sprint, Midget, and Silver Crown races on Saturday. And it's the last chance for you to see the Crown cars on dirt this year. Of course, they're going to be over at Toledo Speedway. We're going to be over there covering that. We're still looking at maybe doing one of these morning deals that we did at the Nationals for that Silver Crown race, so stay tuned for that. And the quarter midget races, now, you're going to want to see this. It's going to be during the day. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe the finals are Sunday. You're going to have the heat races and the lower mains on Saturday. You're going to want to do that. And also, one tradition of the four counts really become popular. Saturday afternoon, 3:30 p.m., the autograph session. Everybody's going to be there. You're going to want to take your T-shirt and your die-cast cars and whatever else and get in line and meet the future stars there and the current stars of the United States Auto Club. Also, vintage cars. Good chance to see living history out there. The vintage auto racing cars are going to be on display again up in the fan zone. And Mudclot Bob's going to be there. I'll be there if it rains. I've got an announcing gig over at I-96 Speedway, and yeah, it's killing me. I'll just be honest with you. Four Crown's probably one of my favorite events. But I also enjoy doing the announcing deal, so it won't be all that bad. But Mudclot will be doing there. See if we can get him to tweet from there. I don't remember if his phone works there or not. But if you can, we'll try to get him to do some Twitter stuff from the Four Crown. Keep you guys all updated. Keep me updated on what's going on. Then we're going to go over there October the 2nd for the Sprintacular, the UNO Sprintacular. We're going to have some guests next week pertaining to that event. We're going to try to get somebody from every division over there that's going to be racing at the Sprintacular on October the 2nd. That's the plans right now ahead for the show. Also this weekend, the ASTS National Sprint Car Tour Lucas Oil Series is going to Lucas Oil Speedway. Kind of interesting. That'll be a great show over at that facility. And then right down the road, exactly 7.5 miles approximately, from the Slideway Studios here in Wyoming, Michigan, up in Marne at the Berlin Raceway, the ISMA Super Modifieds, over at Berlin this year. Sprint cars are now on the program, and they threw modifieds on, too. So you get a four-division open-wheel show, and you get 3.5. We'll call the modifieds a half open-wheel division. Well, I'll tell you know, a lot of people dog the modified class. I saw a modified feature at Angola Speedway during that Haas race I went to over Labor Day weekend. Might have been the best race I saw all year. It was a really wild race, and our rookie of the year in sprints on dirt, Gavin Hunyadi, he's like, you got to give the modifieds on pavement a chance. You'll really like it. I'm like, yeah, they're going to spin out. They're going to just cause some cautions. It's going to be a pain in the butt. No, it's a great show. You're going to want to go see it. It's a good addition to that race, and that's going to be one whale of a show up there at Berlin. There are some discount tickets around town. If you check out early, there's some coupons and stuff floating around. Get $5 off, whatever. Check out BerlinRaceway.com for more information. But make sure to go out there and support that show. We want to show those people at Berlin. We really appreciate them having open wheel racing, and we can put more people in there than the stock car people do. So let's prove them right on Saturday. And then, of course, that Sprints on Dirt point battle, 8 points between Ryan Grubaugh and Greg Dahlman, two guys that have basically tried everything they could to throw away the championship before the end of the season. Grubaugh's managed to miss the scales one time. And another time, they broke a motor at Kokomo, actually broke a driveline. They had the Ford. No one else had any parts to fix it. Meanwhile, Greg Dahlman, the night before that, had a wheel fall off, flipped off the end of the racetrack at I-96. He actually blew a motor up during a Patriot race at Oswegan Speedway. Hurt the motor. We're going to go to South Bucks, didn't make a lap pull in. Turns out the race gets rained out. Dahlman's also had a couple of goofy things happen during this season where he's been involved in things, and when it comes right down to it, the championship nobody wanted to win. Dave Nida forfeited it to go get a ride in Canada, and it's the championship nobody wants to win, down to 8 points at the final event. And to throw a monkey wrench in it, they're going to run on the 3/8 mile track at I-96 Speedway, the first time since they've enlarged that racetrack that sprints on dirt have raced there. They have raced there one other time on the quarter-mile configuration years ago, and I believe Van Gurley Jr. might have picked up the win. Him or Brett won that, but it was one other time, and it's going to be real interesting. It's a real wide racetrack. A few guys have gone over there. They're testing over there today. I'm sure there's a few sprint cars over there right now, probably getting some laps in. They do have an open test today, and then some guys did some preseason testing, but that track has changed considerably since the beginning of the year. They've molded it out. They've gotten the kinks worked out of it now, and it's going to be interesting to say the least. It's going to be a very fascinating event. There's also late models in the program. Well, a few times you'll see sprints on dirt and late models on the same bill, and that's where I'll be on Saturday night announcing, and Mod Claude Bob will be down at the Eldora Speedway for the Four Crown. One more segment left here in the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have our final thoughts. Maybe a surprise guest. Who knows what we'll pull out of the hat. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartsCom. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
One more segment here on the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. And on the line, our big surprise guest. He scored the Great Lakes Nationals win for the second year in a row. And the MTS featured victory there in their last event of the season. Joe Bear's on the line with us. Joe, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about the rain-delayed Great Lakes Nationals. Did the rain help the racetrack with all those divisions there? I'm sure you had a nice heavy racetrack after a nice rain delay like that.
Yeah, that's probably the best I've seen Crystal in probably 12 or 15 years. It was a little sloppy in heat races, but come feature time, those kind of slipped through the middle, but there's definitely a top and a bottom, so I think it made for good racing for everybody.
And, of course, you had to work pretty hard for that win. You had an Invader from Illinois that gave you everything you wanted for that sucker.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because through the last five laps, I was just kind of riding around. I never hurt anybody, so I didn't want to do anything stupid and take myself out of it. But looking at the replay, about another lap, I would have had my hands full of Blake Nimmy there. But he really came on strong there, but kind of glad we ran out of laps because I think he would have definitely given me a run.
Do you think, now you went down to Gas City a lot this year, and you had a lot of bad luck. We talked about that over lunch one day, about some of the terrible luck you had. But you also, when you ran down there, you learned quite a bit. How much of that experience do you think paid off on Saturday?
It, without question. I mean, you know, even though we're getting humbled on a weekly basis down there, it does help you, both with car control, setting the car up. You just learn so much from racing down there, racing with those guys, even though it's a completely different track size and track condition. And it just helps your confidence level. Friday night you were running against, Robert Ballew and Shane Cottle and, the rest of those guys. And, the very next night, you're back with the MTS, and it just helps your confidence knowing that, last night I lined up next to Damian Gardner and, I can do this tonight, no problem. So,
and of course, this is Joe Baird after his second win in a row at the Great Lakes National. So what's the plan for the rest of the year? I know Gas City still has some races. We have the SOD finale. There's the Sprintacular at Eldora because you do some Wing 360 stuff. You have a lot of options left. So what's in the remaining season for Joe Bears?
Well, we're just going to kind of see how this upcoming weekend goes for us. I'm planning on hitting Gas City again Friday, then the SOD season closer there at I-96. And if we still got both cars running and straight, we'll see what we want to do from there, and more importantly, what my help wants to do. It's been a real busy summer. We're up to 30 or more races already this year, and I'm starting to wear out my volunteer crew, so I'll see what they want to do before I make any decisions after this weekend.
That's also Traverse City ease for my dad wants to go out on his boat. So we have Joe Bears on here from an undisclosed location in Grand Traverse County right now. And, Joe, we're going on the little track with the Sprints on Dirt this weekend. What do you think the I-96 3/8 mile track is going to bring for us?
I really don't know what to expect. Kind of going there with an open mind. I've heard that, the track's been pretty racy for the stock car groups. I'm open to anything. The half mile, unfortunately, I don't think is just safe the way they got it right now. They got the front straight down to 30 foot wide, and it feels like 5 foot wide when you're up to racing speed, and that's just not a safe.
Well, come on, they told us that was the same width.
Well, it sure don't seem like it. It seems like you're going right down the tunnel, coming down the front straightaway. We'll try it. And kind of the exciting thing is nobody's been on it, and it's going to leave it wide open for anybody to win it.
Okay. What one thing have you taken, do you think, what's been the most enjoyable moment you had at Gas City this year?
It probably sounds odd to say, but when we ran that Kiss show, we came up through the C and into the B, and, we didn't make the transfer out of the B, but, I tell you what, I was so excited to be on the pole for the C main, that I looked at, I'm in the C main with Damian Gardner and Ballew and all these other hot shots, and, and to transfer into the B from there was pretty exciting, given the competition, and probably about 2 months ago, we got the last transfer out of the B main and finished Donkey on the field and came up the 10th in the A. So that definitely was the highlight of the year down there so far.
It definitely shows the progress you've made over there too. And we wish you the best of luck. Stay safe out there on the roads, man, and we hope to see you on Saturday.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you very much. Joe Bear is taking some time out from his busy schedule to take a moment with us here on the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular. Well, it's been a pretty awesome show. I had pretty good interviews with Glenn Stires and had a blast talking all weekend with Steve Poirier. And, of course, Shane Stewart, always one of our buddies. Glad to have him on, and our surprise guest, Joe Bears. at the end of the show. That's going to wrap things up. Make sure to look us up this weekend. Mud Cloud Bob will be at Eldora all weekend. I'll be out at I-96 Speedway on Saturday, all of course, weather permitting. We'll be back here again next week on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular, and good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.